She got cut off. Number one was, oh, it's Joanne Condrey. Condrey was her last name. You don't need to deliver 6 days a week. Sorry about that.
Jonathan Smith. Joe Suber. Alexander Fung.
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes, I'm with the city of Eastville in Riverside County, California. Eastville was incorporated in 2010 and is the second youngest city in California with over 71,000 residents. Given that we have zip codes shared with neighboring cities, we experience major emergency management, public safety, meal delivery, business attraction, and sales tax adjustment challenges. Our city council and city staff would welcome the opportunity to meet and discuss the possibility of assigning our city a new and independent zip code to address these challenges collectively. Thank you.
This is Annie Norman with the Save the Post Office Coalition. Since April, nearly 300,000 people took action demanding pause and answers on the SNDC consolidations. The bottom line is that the public has a right to transparency and input in the decision-making process at a public institution like the post office. This requires leadership to actively engage with said public, and anything else goes against the spirit of public service and has no place at USPS.
Frank, I'll be quiet this time.
You're absolutely positive he's not on. 100%. There'll be no Twitter post as a result of this. Edna Sepulveda. Dwight Sanders. Sherry Butler.
This may fall on deaf ears, but I am an employee and I also believe in engagement of the employees. The USPS is lying to the board, to the Congress, and to the nation when it claims that 98% of the nation's population receives mail and packages in 3 days or less.
That's right.
Package scanning is being falsified in my office and across the nation. Headquarters demands that all packages receive a stop-the-clock scan, even if there's no one to deliver those packages or attempt them. I urge you to investigate and adjust the on-time delivery reports.
Thank Fudging. You. Federal documents.
Jamie Partridge.
Jamie Partridge.
Good evening.
Good.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm a retired letter carrier and I'm an organizer with Communities and Postal Workers United. The Postal Service refuses to hold community hearings about sorting and delivery centers, saying there's no customer or community impact on both. This is false, and since I have only 25 seconds, I encourage you all to check out the data and analysis on SaveThePostOffice.com, which details the massive harm caused by these consolidations. Yes, it's
Ooh, thank you.
Gross. Andrew Copperness. That concludes the public comment period.
Thank you, Michael. I would like to thank everyone who participated in comments today and who have.
That wasn't up to 45 minutes. You need to recall everybody's name.
The open session on the public comment.
Check out NUSPS.com. Wow. Wow. Frank Albergo. Check him out. He's on LinkedIn. It's Frank. A-L-B-E-R-G-O. Maybe he's doing an interview with 88.3 in Chicago, who just had a letter carrier shot because Frank is on LinkedIn, Facebook, and I guess they mentioned Twitter. There's a few repetitive speakers that we heard from, a.k.a., you know, Oshkosh Defense. As soon as I heard they got a contract, I looked them up, and you could see that they moved military vehicles overseas. So my question is, what's the list of zip codes that has all the letter carriers delivering to the compromised mailboxes where the there's duplicate keys everywhere? We already know about two of them, 90804, 90814. We see on YouTube all the keys that have been stolen, but they don't state what the zip codes are. I don't have the time to research the cross streets and zip codes or whatever. There just has to be a simple report. So I'm hoping I see that soon. Also, how does it make sense for any postmaster general to have, again, carriers delivering to the same compromised mailboxes? I just answered a phone call today. I'm on vacation right now, left work early. I answer phones at 1-800-ASK-USPS. She went right on to the website, put in the tracking number, and because it says delivered, oops, this is her background music. Because it says delivered, it says right off the bat, unable to file for insurance. So besides how much is being lost with insurance claims, how many customers are losing money because their items are not covered by insurance because the GPS shows it was delivered correctly to the unsecured, not safe, compromised mail receptacle? Where is the common sense? Again, DeJoy needs to be removed. Unemployed, DeJoy.com for more. Also, N, like N for Nancy or N for new. What is it? New, nuevo, neo, new. After DeJoy, NUSPS.com. That's the dossier. That is the background check that never happened on Louis DeJoy. Google his brother, Dominic, D-O-M-I-N-I-C-K, versus Louis DeJoy. Just put in VS Louis DeJoy. See all the people that have sued him in the past. And for what? You have a great week. I guess this was... All right, well, I was recording on my flip. I forgot this other thing was going, but that's great. So basically... Check out NUSPS.com. I'll have to show you this little setup I have. It's three computers sitting on a couch with a roll of stamps and one of those little postal vehicles. And, of course, my Stamp Out the Joy sign. Yeah, it was worth my vacation time using it on this. But tomorrow, it's in God's hands. I've done enough. I can't wreck my health on this. I'm just going to educate customers when they call into 1-800-ASK-USPS. If you click on anything, don't click on anything. If you order something, I'm going to do a podcast. Actually, I should get a major security firm. There's so many of them, and I just got a compliment. The caller said he's, for 7 years, he's spoken to various people about his identity theft, and I was the most knowledgeable. I really should charge for this and put this whole Remove DeJoy, unemployeddejoy.com, and NUSPS.com in God's hands. What else can I do? You take care. Good karma to you. Signing off. This is Carrie. Carrie, like Carrie the Mail.